Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 5 years ago, our next guest checked himself into a weight loss and wellness resort in the Lowcountry and was so impressed by the experience that he bought the place. Kevin Carter is CEO of Hilton Head Health. He joins us by phone now from Hilton Head Island. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Really appreciate you having me on, Mike.
Give us a little more detail on how all of this came to be.
Well, I was in a high-stress type position, being the CEO of Timco Aviation at the time, and had decided to change career paths. And like many CEOs, put the company in front of my own health and well-being, and looked at my wife one day and said, hey, something's got to change. And so we went online, did an online search, and found our way to Hilton Head Health and had just an incredible experience our first week there and was so impressed by it. I actually went back for their longer form program a few months later and then worked out a deal with the prior owner to purchase it.
Now tell us a little bit about the company, an overview of what Hilton Head Health is.
Okay, so Hilton Head Health was actually started about 45 years ago. It was originally strictly a weight loss program. It was a 28-day residential program. And over the last 40 years has evolved with the travel industry to become a more holistic wellness program and with still a focus on weight loss.
All right. And so walk us through now what happened with your company during the pandemic.
Well, the beginning of the pandemic was really tough. A lot of travel got shut down and we were forced to close for about 12 weeks. But I would say that since then, business has been extremely robust. I think the pandemic has kind of enlightened everybody and really put a strong focus on everybody's health and well-being, and not just their physical well-being, but also their emotional well-being.
What is your staff comprised of now? How many employees do you have?
We have roughly about 78 full and part-time employees. We are an all-inclusive program, so we provide all your meals, housing, accommodations, food, classes, and people generally come for anywhere from 7 days to 6 months. And while there, we take care of basically all of their needs.
And has the facility at all changed since you took it over?
Yeah, just most recently, actually during the pandemic, we embarked on a construction project to construct what we call the Sweetgrass Inn, which is a 30-room inn comprised of our Comfort King rooms, our Signature King rooms, and then our suites. And so it's been a nice addition to the program. We had previously rented housing from local area residents and housed our guests in villas around the plantation. But going forward, now we have kind of control over 100% of our housing.
And now outside of the pandemic, what have been some of the challenges you've faced since you took over this business?
Well, I think the biggest challenge here recently has really been around staffing and making sure that we have the right people to provide the experience that we expect to provide when you come to Hilton Head Health. We've really taken a hard look at how we invest in our staff, both from compensation schemes to actually acquiring real estate to provide housing on island, as a lot of rental housing was eliminated, on the island with people purchasing second homes and that kind of thing.
And what is your marketing plan? How do you find your clients?
Well, I think through two different things. I mean, we obviously market in the traditional digital ways with display ads and Google AdWords and those kind of things for people who are searching for us. But we spend a lot of time focused on kind of PR and getting our getting the word out on what we do and trying to share with people through other vehicles, what our mission is and how we're trying to help people.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Kevin Carter is CEO of Hilton Head Health. He joined us by phone from the company in Hilton Head. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.